9:33, we talked earlier in the week about how a number of ag organizations were heading over to Washington, D.C. One of these organizations was, of course, the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation. They actually left September 15th. They'll be there through this week. And joining us over the lines to tell us a little bit more about the event, we welcome in Mark Hewitt. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Sonia. Thank you for having me on air today.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself. We farm, my wife and I farm in southern Minnesota in Leisure County. We farm with my dad and brother corn and soybeans. We have also raised honeybees, and we help run a egg business called Hewitt Drainage Equipment, where we sell gold digger tile plows.
And how long have you been a member of Farm Bureau?
We have been members of Farm Bureau for my whole life through my parents' memberships, and now for the last 5 years through my wife and I's membership.
Okay, so you've been a member of Farm Bureau for quite some time. Now, the Minnesota Farm Bureau, you know, they take a trip every year to Washington. Is this your first time attending?
Yes, this is my first time going to Washington, and it is quite an experience. It's a whole different world from southern Minnesota.
A little bit more of the suit and tie as opposed to, you know, the flannel shirts and the like, I'm sure, isn't it?
Yes.
So what have you been doing while on Washington? I mean, we know that you're meeting, you know, with a number of congressional delegations, you know, to discuss policy issues. Is that correct?
Yes, we met with 9 of the 10 offices from Minnesota. And of those 9, we were actually able to meet with 5 of the actual delegates, Senators Franken, Klobuchar, and Representatives Peterson, Walz, and Paulson. And the rest, we had very good conversations with some of their staffers about issues surrounding our egg. One of the funnest things we've done so far is we were able to hand-deliver 1,400 comment cards to the EPA about their proposed Waters of the United States rule. And so we handed them off to the EPA, and we've been talking about that, the Waters of the U.S., with all the representatives we've talked to.
Now, it's really important, you know, so many different items going on, especially Waters of the U.S. has been a proposed rule that's been discussed for quite some time. You know, what's the importance here? Why do you think this is an issue that really needs to be discussed thoroughly?
This is a big issue because it's a government agency overreaching their authority. The congressional bodies are the ones that are supposed to create the laws, and the EPA is trying to create laws that they don't have the authority to do. And what it does is it takes a lot of the authority from our local soil and water conservation districts that we already work with and do conservation practices through voluntarily, and it takes it to a federal level and makes some of the stuff require permits that we don't need to worry about that when we're already doing it voluntarily. And we have passed a bill in the House that blocks the EPA from enforcing these proposed rules, and now we're hoping that a bill goes through the Senate, and we've talked to the senators about how we support that and asking them to continue supporting that also.
Now, I think what a lot of people are asking, you know, how would this rule affect us locally? You know, can you give us an example of how it would affect you or, like, you know, those in the Le Sueur County?
Yes, it'll have a big effect on us because they've gone from trying to regulate navigable waters, and they're now regulating dry land because there could be a spot in the center of your field that holds water for 2 days after it rains, and that will become a water of the U.S., which the EPA will then regulate. And so by doing that, they're telling us that we have to have permits and all sorts of stuff to farm these potholes in the field that can hold water for a couple of days. And so that adds another risk to farmers themselves by knowing when they need these permits, and the penalties for not having a permit are almost astronomical. And we all know that the EPA isn't very fast at issuing permits. And right now, the way it stands, they say they won't enforce these rules. They're just guidelines. But if they're written into the law, that gives grounds for environmental organizations to make sure that they are enforced, and gives legal recourse for the EPA if they don't enforce them properly.
So obviously there's a desperate need for transparency, and that's, again, what we appreciate that you guys are doing for us, is, you know, providing a voice for those local farmers over in Washington. Now, a number of other issues that you guys have been discussing, I understand, is, of course, EPA's RFS. Any comments in regards to this?
Well, the Farm Bureau stance is that we support the RFS the way it stands, and I agree with that completely. What it is it's written into law right now, and it's been written into law since the RFS came out. And we believe that the biofuels market is a huge investment in America's energy future. And we just can't afford to take away the research that's being done. If, you know, if they lower the blend limits and stuff like that, it'll stagnate that economy, and then we won't have the investment into the future, and, you know, which will cause a number of effects. It could cause fuel prices to rise and commodity prices to drop, and it has a whole range of effects that it can take.
And we've already been watching, you know, those grain prices drop pretty dramatically. And, you know, you as a grain commodity farmer, any comments on the Surface Transportation Board and the fact that, you know, railroads are still backed up, we're still behind on a lot of orders, and we have, you know, a record harvest looming?
Well, the transportation is a real big issue, especially in Minnesota this year. We couldn't move stuff by rail because of the oil fields taking up the rail cars, and we had major flooding, and we were unable to move by barge also. So that we had huge missed market share this year because we couldn't move any crop. And we don't know if we want government. We don't need the government to step in and regulate it. We want to have conversations between the government and the transportation boards, and you'll get the railroads to realize that there's a huge need for more infrastructure and more cars and you know, more efficient use of that infrastructure so we can move our commodities. You know, we understand that oil is very important to the economy and our competitiveness worldwide, but so is our commodities, and we need to keep them moving too.
It's really curious. You know, it seems as though the past decade, you know, it seems as though the government has been trying to just push a lot more regulations, a lot more policy restrictions on farmers. Is kind of the big message here just, you know, let farmers do what they know how to do best, you know, just farm?
Yes, I believe that's the case. You know, the government needs to enforce their regulations, and the thing is, we don't need them to enforce the regulations that they know nothing about. The decisions need to be made by those with the closest ties to agriculture, and unfortunately in the U.S., in this generation, we only have 2% of the population involved in production agriculture, and we don't have the voice for it. We really need to talk to our representatives and in the legislature and make our voice heard. And that's the biggest thing, is to get out here and do these visits and talk to our congressmen and representatives and make sure that they understand what needs to happen, because if we don't tell them what we need, they don't know that we need it. So we need to make sure we're keeping two-way communication open with them and helping them do the best they can.
a lot of farm and ranch issues and conversations going on for the remaining of this week. And, you know, Mark, you've had a very busy week, but what do you have left going on today and tomorrow?
Well, today and tomorrow are kind of our free days. My wife and I are going to explore the city a little bit. We're going to see the National Air and Space Museum and Arlington Cemetery. And then tomorrow we have a free morning, and then we start flying back.
So again, you've been doing so many things just the past couple of days. Again, we really appreciate the fact that you're lending your voice for the local farmers over in Washington. As once more, we're talking here with Mark Hewitt. You know, anything else you'd like to pass along regarding your experiences regarding ag policy in general?
The biggest things we want to get across is we need to talk to our legislatures. We're having a lot of the tax incentives are starting to expire. Section 179 and bonus depreciation are set to expire, and so we want to see them sign a bill to extend the business tax incentives that not only helps farmers, but it also helps small businesses in our area, too. And cash accounting is really important to us because that allows us to accurately represent our tax liability every year, so we don't end up paying, you know, too much in taxes before we have the income from our commodities. And then one other thing is there is still time for anybody, not just members of Farm Bureau, but you can all go in and comment on the Waters of the U.S. rule and let the EPA know your story and how it will affect you. You can do that by going to fbmn.org, and there will be a link to let you comment to the EPA. And we really encourage you to do that. It only takes a few minutes, and it makes your voice that much stronger.
And then one final question, Mark. Of course, like I said, this is an annual trip, you know, that the Minnesota Farm Bureau takes on a regular basis. But what makes this so important? You know, the fact that this is happening during an election year.
Well, it's really important because we're showing our legislatures what we want, and it makes it really hard to ignore us in an election year because if they don't practice what they're preaching to us, it makes it very hard for them to be reelected. And so it just makes it a lot more of a staying power this year.
Once more, talking with Mark Hewitt. He's one of the Minnesota Farm Bureau members who's part of the trip to Washington, D.C. Again, if you'd like more information on what the Farm Bureau is doing for you, go to fbmn.org. Mark, we're going to let you go because I know you have a busy / fun day ahead of you. So again, thank you for your time, and we'll catch up with you when you return here to Minnesota.
Yes, thank you for having me on, Sonia.
All right, more on KWOA coming up after this.